One more context. So Amazon co-brand cards have their own Amazon offered plan payment option called equal payment plans that have no interest. Customers who make purchases with the Amazon card on Amazon can split up their purchases into plans. This, however, shouldn't be confused with Chase Pay Overtime plans, and the difference on how specialists understand is that this is for equal payment plans. You can't earn rewards versus for Chase Pay Overtime plans. You still earn points and rewards on the transactions you make. And also, your monthly statement says equal pay for plans on your Amazon card. Sometimes customers are confused by this concept, but specialists are able to simplify this by saying, hey, this one is something you create on Amazon at checkout versus one is something you create on Chase. And at checkout, plans are anyway not allowed on Amazon co-brand cards because Amazon already offers that in via equal payment plan. But Chase has two things after purchase, which is transactions already made on the card, and at checkout, which is today, Amazon is our only partner, and that at checkout is just at Amazon, so it's on all other Chase cards. It's not on your Amazon card. And also, at checkout is only available for Chase consumer cards. So this is one complaint. We can already say that current experience specialists are already able to clarify this, and they don't. Maybe we can help with more reading material or FAQs, but not required. Second complaint, specialists receive calls from customers where they're preemptively, where they say they want to make a large purchase. And they want to ask, hey, will this be in the future eligible for Chase Pay Overtime? But it's like a gamble because you don't know, and specialists also don't know how to explain this. And this increases their handle time by almost like 10, 15 minutes to explain this. So it would be helpful to have some more context as to how eligibility for transactions works because customers want to make up large purchase knowing that they can put it in a plan, but there's no way to guarantee that in cases of customer losing eligibility. And how should specialists answer this question? Next complaint, account eligibility. So when a fraud is reported or a dispute is reported on their card, I'll need to look into the difference between what fraud and dispute, what the limitations are. The question is there a limitation on how many months you become ineligible for Chase Pay Overtime? What is that cycle when a fraud or a dispute is reported? And how long do you have to wait to be eligible for Chase Pay Overtime again? And another question. So some account eligibility and transaction eligibility rules here, because I think in the case of either a dispute, maybe only the transaction is not eligible for a plan, but your account is still eligible, and in the other case, your entire account loses eligibility. Make it clear on these eligibility rules. The next complaint is, if a transaction in a plan is disputed, will their plan fee be returned? So essentially the answer here is yes, but this is not recorded anywhere, and specialists don't know how to answer this for sure unless like they go back and look at it after a few days, and then they're like, oh yeah, your monthly fee does get refunded. But if you're rebilled for the dispute, say your dispute, the bank does not agree with your dispute, then they rebill you And what happens to your promotion then? Will your plan get reinstated? Will you get be charged monthly fees again? What happens then? So these rules on how the dispute results and transactions are handled are not clear to the customers. That's something we should address.